is the lady you were just portraying? Oh boy, here we go.
What's this
aria from? Which opera?
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar. You're not Julius Caesar.
No.
So who's the lady?
Who's the lady?
The famous Egyptian queen.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. All right.
And the queen.
Who is this lady? She's the world's most beautiful woman. She is famous all over the world. She's terribly rich, or at least would like to be, and she's in love with Julius Caesar. And she wants to show him an especially good time and show him not only how beautiful she is, but how rich and powerful she is, right? Mm-hmm. So she's got, you know, this is the Liz Taylor version. And she's got a crown on her head that weighs about 50 pounds. And it goes up about 2 stories. And it goes out 3 stories. And she's wearing a gown that covers half the city, right? And what is she saying to Julius Caesar? I adore your beautiful eyes. And what is she doing? The entire court is assembled. All the slaves are groveling in the dust. And she walks out and she's probably starting from about back there. Okay? That's one of those roles. Sort of like the Queen of the Night where they hang you from a rope and let you down from the ceiling. And you're going, because you're way, way back there. So what do we need to do? Project.
Okay.
And the one thing I notice in your handling of the breath is that it comes in fits and starts. What's the tone? Sorry, the pitch. Now, is that the most powerful, beautiful, gorgeous, rich woman in the world? She's got a breath like a garden hose. You turn on the water and it goes, right? Once she's got a hold of that tone, she never lets it go. And she just bores that tone right into his eyes. I've got you, man. You're not getting away from me. I've got ways. And we are going to be the most powerful couple in the world, right? So this isn't one of those friendly love songs. This is about wealth and power and beauty. And she doesn't know Julius Caesar very well at this point. She knows who he is. She knows he's famous. And she knows she wants him, right? That's all. So who's this lady again? Is she? She's got a thing in her head about this big. She never moves. Your decorations are very intelligent. I like them.
Thank you.
I like them. They're passing tones in the right places. You've thought it through. Mm-hmm. Now I want to hear them. I want you to be the most unshy person. She's probably dressed everywhere but here. Anyway, this is the kind of brazen hussy she is. She rolls herself up in carpets and has herself smuggled into his room, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. This is who we're talking about, okay? I want you to start back here. Come here. We're going to try this the opera way. Imagine you're up on a stage about up to there, right? And now the stage looks a little more daunting, doesn't it? But not to Cleopatra. She's the most beautiful, powerful woman in the world. And she's about as large as a 10-story building at this point, okay? Let's begin, and I want to hear some French horns in that voice.
Okay.
I want to hear some French horns. Yeah. You're 20 years old. You can stand this.
Yeah.
This is good. All right. Challenge. Here we go. Slaves.
streets are 60 yards long.
And if she dares move her head,
the whole thing.
Okay? This is like having the Oxford English Dictionary. Okay?
I'll wear one on Saturday.
Very good. All right. Now, I want the mouth about as big as a 5-story building. And a very steady breath to fill this thing. Okay? Steady. Like the garden hose. Okay. This is all new. I'm being a little terrible to this poor girl. But you'll thank me later. Okay.
Oh.
Here we go. And starting with the right foot. Demonstrated their wealth by wearing all of it on state occasions to show everybody how wealthy they were. That's what this aria is about. It's a big bridal march, you know. She's going to do what's right for her country. It's not much of a sacrifice. I hear Julius Caesar was a pretty good guy. All right, eagerness test. Oh, I don't know who won. You three decide who was it.